Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Monday afternoon. The stage is set. Foxborough, Saturday night. Wild card round. Titans and Patriots. 7:15 kickoff. Our time. And to help us with the opponent, Mike Petralia, who covers the Patriots in Boston for CLNS Media. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to close out the noise around me with all the panic going on in the streets of Boston and throughout New England.
Okay, in all seriousness, I want to know how serious you are with that statement, because I need you to hold your laughter, because we've been talking the first 3 hours about how, and it sounds weird to keep saying it out loud, but if we were to pick the best opponent in the AFC to kick this thing off for the playoffs for the Titans, it's actually the Patriots. It would be a better matchup than the Chiefs.
No, no question. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Anybody who's watched the Chiefs the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks of the season versus the Patriots the last 4 weeks of the season can see that. The Patriots look old and slow on offense and on defense. What I was shocked by yesterday is that Ryan Fitzpatrick engineered a 13-play, 75-yard drive in 3.5 minutes against a defense that for a better part of the year was considered the deepest, most versatile in the National Football League, and they marched right down the field with a first-round bye on the line. And they just, it was amazing that knowing that the Dolphins needed a touchdown, needed to get into the end zone because the Patriots had a 4-point lead, the Patriots just seemed very soft on defense and looked disorganized. And it was that, to me, was the most stunning part of yesterday. Tom Brady looking the way he did in the first half, he's kind of been going down that path for quite some time in this 2019 season. But the way the defense fell apart to me was shocking.
Is it father time with Tom Brady? Is it the loss of a guy like Gronk? The Patriots have done it better than anybody, Mike. Everybody knows that, of replacing guys. Just when you right. think you can't replace somebody, they always find a way and they don't miss a beat. But it's pretty clear you don't replace a guy like Gronk, because you can't guard him. If you want to go to Gronk, he's going to, you know, he's either going to keep a play or a drive alive, or he's going to be in the end zone because he's unguardable. What is it? Is it the loss of him? Is it father time? Why have they struggled mightily on offense?
Well, I would tell you Rob Gronkowski's departure and James Devlin's injury were two of the things that the Patriots spent a good portion of the season trying to make up for on the offensive side of the ball. They just looked like on third down they had no one to go to if somebody doubles Julian Edelman like the Dolphins did yesterday. And a lot of teams have doubled Julian Edelman, taking him right out of the game plan, and Brady really hasn't had a consistent number two, number three option to go to. What's also very surprising to me is the lack of presence of James White in the offense. If James White doesn't appear this Saturday, I'll be shocked, because the Patriots, I think, you know, from people I've spoken to, have really been trying to pace him and watch his snap count heading into the latter part of the season, because the last couple of years he's tended to wear down a little bit, or the coaching staff believes he's been wearing down a little bit towards the end of the season. So they wanted to keep James White fresh. Well, obviously Saturday there's no sense in preserving him. They've got to use every weapon available, and I would figure if Mike Vrabel double teams Julian Edelman, which, you know, I would expect him to do based on the success rate of those teams that have done that, then I would expect James White to have a big role on Saturday night. Huge.
Let's hit on the other thing, Mike, that's been discussed sort of subtly, but it's hard to get specifics, I guess, and that's Tom Brady's arm. His passing numbers have deteriorated a little bit, as the team's record has, and there was people throwing around stats yesterday about the number of passes that traveled 20 yards in the air and things like that. Is his arm bothering him?
I don't think it's bothering him to the point where it's affecting his effectiveness. I mean, the pass he threw to Philip Dorsett down the field was a beauty, and he's been able to throw the deep ball occasionally, but he just hasn't had receivers to get downfield, and he hasn't felt a trust factor with these receivers to throw the deep ball, and I think that's one reason we haven't seen him throw deep. I do think there's something physically off with Tom, whether it's his elbow, or which he insists it's not, or whether it's something in his lower body. When I see the overthrows that we saw in the first half yesterday against Miami, it makes me think that he's not playing with the healthiest of bases, meaning he's not getting his footwork right, his legs don't feel right. Something is amiss in his mechanics, and obviously you never see that from Tom Brady.
You mentioned it. It was a little shocking to see the Dolphins drive the field and get the game-winning score in Foxborough in the situation they were in, although the Dolphins have been better here in the last month, month and a half. But what is the issue in your mind with defense? Is it personnel? Or are there some injury issues there? Why has that production dropped off a little bit from what was considered the number one defense in the league?
I think they've become too soft and too passive. And they've played a lot of zone yesterday, especially in the first half and in parts of the third quarter that you just don't see the Patriots do. Have been in attack mode most of the season. And I don't know if they feel like they have fallen back into the habit of, we don't want to give up the big play, we want to keep everything in front of us. Well, that's all well and good. But if a team has any type of tight end or short passing game, and I'm sure Mike Vrabel is studying this and knows Tom Brady as well as anybody, speaking defensively, if the Titans can throw short and keep their short passing game, accurate, I think there's big chunks of yardage to be made over the middle. And that's what we saw yesterday, especially in the second half and on that last drive. The Patriots were giving up, 15-yard chunks over the middle. DeVante Parker did have a great game, and he made a couple of catches where Stephon Gilmore was in on coverage as tight as he could be and just made a high point catch on the ball.
We're talking to Mike Petralia covering the Patriots as the Titans and Patriots meet this weekend. I know you asked a couple questions to offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels about the report surfacing of him possibly being pursued as a head coach, and he, of course, gave you the answer you'd expect, that he's worried about the Titans. But do you expect him to finally leave and be a head coach again this season? We've seen it come, be so close so many times. I mean, he basically was going to take the Colts job and then changed his mind. Do you think it finally happens?
I do. I think this is the opportunity Josh McDaniels has been waiting for. It is his hometown. You have Baker Mayfield in place there. You have OBJ under contract with the Browns. And you have, a wealth of Nick Chubb. You have a wealth of offensive weapons in place there. I just think the situation seems ripe for McDaniels to leave New England. He's done what he could possibly do and everything he could possibly dream of with Tom Brady, a very close friend of his. I think this is the opportunity McDaniels takes and will eventually move on there.
Now back to this game, and I know that defensively the Patriots have had a pretty good year, but when you look at the Titans and the offense, especially now that Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback, you have a 1,000-yard receiver in A.J. Brown, the rookie. You have a 1,500-yard running back in Derrick Henry. What do you see that the Patriots are going to have to do defensively?
I think they're going to have to throw some schemes. I think they're going to have to scheme up the Titans and fool Ryan Tannehill. That's kind of been the Belichick M.O., over the years, is to throw something at a quarterback that he hasn't seen on film and hope that Ryan Tannehill gets confused by it. You may also see Belichick and Brett Bielema, the defensive line coach, and Gerard Mayo, the linebackers coach, who also serves as a defensive signal caller, throw an amoeba defense at them where they have four or five or six guys lined up at the line of scrimmage, but not with their hands on the ground, and then try to confuse Ryan Tannehill that way. That's what I think you're going to see from the Patriots. It's not so much about taking away the weapons as much as it is, I think, in this particular game, as it is confusing the quarterback, and that's where I think their focus will be.
Mike, I know the teams have obviously changed since last season, but is there anything that can be taken away from the matchup last year? Also the familiarity that Dean Pease and Mike Vrabel and John Robinson have with the Patriots overall?
I think the Titans are going to try to do what they did last year and run Derrick Henry. I mean, if Derrick Henry isn't the number one weapon that Bill Belichick tries to take away, and we all know that's one of his MOs, I don't know who else on offense they'd be keying in on. I mean, I know I just mentioned that they would try to confuse Ryan Tannehill, but that was specifically in the passing game. In the run game, they've got to obviously do a much better job than they did last year when they get literally run over by the Titans in their running attack. And that is one of the things Belichick mentioned first in his conference call with us this morning, is that the Titans have one of the best running attacks in the National Football League, with all due respect to the Baltimore Ravens. And the Patriots are going to have to find a way on their home turf to shut them down. And I think that starts with Lawrence Guy and Adam Butler along the defensive line.
This time next week, we are going to be talking about a Titans-Ravens matchup or a Patriots-Ravens matchup.
You won't be talking about a Patriots-Ravens matchup.
It'll you're right.
Patriots.
Yeah, it would be the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Patriots-Chiefs, right. Titans-Ravens. Based on what I saw yesterday, I think the Titans are playing the kind of football you want to be playing going into the playoffs, and I know things can turn on a coin and flip. You know, the great teams can flip a switch, but based on what I saw yesterday, that is a huge red flag that the Patriots weren't able to close the deal against an inferior Dolphins team, playing hard, mind you, but still an inferior team at Gillette Stadium. And I think that the Titans and Vrabel certainly have a wealth of knowledge, systemic knowledge of the Patriots, and I think that's going to be one of the big telling factors and a big difference maker on Saturday night.
It's been a decade since the Patriots have been in this spot in the playoffs. We'll see how it all plays out. Mike, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. That's Mike Petralia, CLNS Media, there in Boston covering the Patriots. We will come back with more on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase, but first I want to talk to you about a place I'm very excited to discuss. You're going to hear me in the 2020 calendar year, especially talking to you about USS, United Structural Systems. It's a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area, Middle Tennessee, since 1994, and they've got over 18,000 satisfied residential customers. Speaking of foundation repair, do you have bricks that are cracking in on your home? Do you have walls that are bowing, doors or windows that are sticking, drywall separating, chimney tilting or leaning? Look, all these are signs that you're probably going to need to get in touch with the folks that do this for a living, the pros, right? The ones that know how to fix this. And this can be a scary thing as a homeowner if you see any of these things happening. Your house may be trying to tell you something, right? Anytime you find walls bowing or cracks, something's going on in your home and you need to get with United Structural Systems. They can help you. Free estimates. They're locally owned. They're licensed and insured. If any of these signs are happening to you, they guarantee their best. Call USS. That number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275, or go check out everything you need to know about them on their website, USSTN.com.